best known versus best product. You know, it's such an interesting concept to think about. The thing that might be the best of anything in the world might not actually be the best. It's just the best known. So, perfect example. If I had 2 cups of Coca-Cola, or at least I told you, one was Coca-Cola and the other one was something else. And this other product you had never heard of, it had the exact taste of Coca-Cola, but it had no sugar in it. It had vitamins. It was filled full of benefits, but you've never heard of it. It was even less expensive to buy. Would you buy it? Truthfully, you would not. Everybody says naturally, yeah, I would definitely buy it. Why not? But put to the test, you're going to go with what you know, and that's Coca-Cola. Why? Because it's better known. You know, I told somebody recently that I'm a world-class comedian and Mr. Unknown. I said that for a reason, because I am a world-class comedian, but nobody knows me. And that's the biggest thing that I'm really working on fixing, correcting, modifying, and making sure the world recognizes, you know? I mean, there's a big difference between believing in yourself and mathematically just knowing that something is true. I can believe that I'm the best in the world, or the second best, or maybe not either of those two, maybe just world class. What does world class mean? That means I look at them as my peers. However, peers that don't know me. It's kind of a weird concept, but it's an interesting truth. You know, anytime somebody told me recently they wanted to hire me as a comedian, but they wanted to compare me to other people first. So there was a comedian. They didn't tell me the name, and they decided to go with the other guy. And I said, why? And they said, well, because this guy has been on he's had multiple specials, and he's internationally known. This guy got the job, $5,000 for doing about 45 minutes to 1 hour of comedy. He flew into this guy's house, really rich guy in Texas, the guy that was actually going to pay for this. That was the factor. As a matter of fact, there's a new comedy club near my home in Fort Worth, Texas, and I called to find out if I could speak to the manager, what I had to do to start to get booked at this comedy club. The first question, not if I was funny, not if I was great, not if I was amazing, not even if they could see a video clip of me. The first question they asked me was, how many followers do I have on my Instagram? Pretty wild, right? Actually, as a matter of fact, if you recall Sansa from Game of Thrones, she actually had an interview where she admitted that there was another actress that they were going to go with. But because that actress that did she had more followers on Instagram and she was more known as far as in a social way, that they chose her as opposed to someone who is more famous but had less Instagram followers. They literally said, because this shows the reach of how many people are current with who you are today. You know what I mean? I mean, like a Robert De Niro, really, for example. Robert De Niro, really, that guy's a world-class actor, hands down, right? But in this day, in this age, in this generation, he's known a lot less than somebody like a Chris Hemsworth. You know what I mean? And it's kind of crazy to say, but it's all true. So, you know, I've been thinking about how to phrase this recently, and hopefully I really hit the nail on the head, because this podcast is all about my ventures, my thoughts, and my way climbing up the ladder of comedy. But I'm telling you right now, I've been studying the social media beast for about 2.5 years now. I relatively got myself my own master's degree. And in the course of about 30 days, I went from having 402 followers to almost 1,000. So that means the law of metrics, if I multiply 1,000 by 30 more days, that'll go from 1,000 to multiply that by 2, that'll be 2,000. In 90 days, I'll have 4,000 in 120 days, I'll have, so essentially every 30 days, doubling my numbers. That's metrically what it's looking. Now, I'm not going to get into the how I'm doing all of this, but I can tell you that I've had prior posts, if you look at them on my prior podcast episodes, that kind of get into doing how I did and what I did and stuff like that. So I'm making my goal. I'm climbing up that ladder. And I actually have a lot of new content ideas that I'm going to be doing. If you ever noticed, like as far as like YouTube videos, the thumbnail is always like a big, big important aspect, right? And the thumbnail meaning the picture of what the video is about. Then there's this description of the video. It's something you can't really look away from. It's like even if you look away from it, you're going to continue to think about it. Every single title of every single Instagram video that has hundreds of thousands of millions of views all has 99.99% catchy titles. And they really hook you and they try to get you in. And that's the whole purpose, right? So I've also learned how to do all of that. But I'm going to take it one step further in making, I don't want to get into it, but basically like high quality videos for each of my podcast videos, having to do with the actual documenting the video itself, not past the thumbnail and past the description. So anyway, hopefully something that I said just made you sort of think about something and shift your thoughts as far as what is best and what is best known, but make, no confusion about this. I'm a world-class comedian. I am Mr. Unknown, but not for long. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for your time for listening. I'm Benja Well Done. Check me out on Instagram, the YouTube, at Benja, B-E-N-J-A, Well Done, W-E-L-L-D-O-N-E. Thank you for your time. I'm out. Peace.